Hello and welcome along to the Blue Team Podcast, your unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead Football Club. I'm joined, as always, by Martin Smith. Martin, how's your week been?
Yeah, very good for myself. Hope you're recovering well.
I'm getting there, yeah, slowly but surely, but back to work, so all things back to normal, hopefully, in the next few days. So, last week, a bit of news broke, transfer news. Young Ross Willocks has joined Fraserburgh on loan, so we're going to start with that. Another young guy out on loan, was out on loan last season again as well, to East Stirlingshire. Quite a successful loan period there, by all accounts, going by what we've heard from East Stirlingshire anyway. Played a lot of games. It was around about this time last year, I think he actually went on loan, but his loan was cut short around about sort of January time. I guess he's just looking for game time.
Yeah, I'd assume that's exactly the point. we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago when Aaron Norris left, that we felt these young guys had to be given the game time for them to develop. I don't think that Willocks is ever going to be a starter for Peterhead, especially not at the moment. So I think the right thing for him is to go out and loan, develop himself a little bit more. He is only 19, 20 years age. He's still got a few years before you start to be concerned over his development. So I think moving to Fraserburgh, hoping to get a run in the first team, will do him
Didn't they get a game on Saturday because of the weather? I think the pitch was waterlogged over in the Broch. But the games he has played this season for Peterhead, he didn't do nothing wrong, really, as such. I mean, I think he played the friendly against Aberdeen, and he got a couple of starts in the Cups as well. So he has had some game time, first team-wise, but, again, for development, he needs to just kind of get out there and get 90 minutes under his belt more and more often.
Yeah, I think the fact that I don't recall when he has been playing of him making any bad errors or poor decision-making shows that he hasn't done anything wrong, but he needs to be playing regular football. He's not going to get that with Jim at the moment. So, like I said, it is the right thing for him to go out on loan. He's gone to the Broch, and hopefully he'll be a good asset for them, which can help his development for us.
I think he'll do well there. He's dropping down to that kind of level where he was last season with Stirlingshire. He'll do well in the Highland League. Fraserburgh are doing well there anyway, so he's going to add some quality to them as well. So we'll keep an eye on him, see how he's getting on, how he's developing over the course of the season. So on to last Saturday and the trip to Montrose. We kind of sat here last week and thought that Peter would get two or three goals. We were right on that.
Yeah.
However, what we didn't anticipate was we were going to concede four as well.
I think we both predicted clean sheets, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
2-0 and 3-0,
I think was what we said.
Yeah, defending, well, for a start, was our defending. It was very poor on the highlights that we've seen. It's maybe been a wee bit disrespectful to Montrose, because I think three out of their four strikes were fantastic goals. I think when I look back, I seen the second goal that they scored, and I thought to myself, you're still going to see a better goal. And then in the same game, there was another two goals, probably equally as good, if not better. You could argue the fact that there's no closing down when the strikes have come in, but I think on this occasion, if you haven't seen the goals, go check them out, because they are really, really good strikes.
Yeah, we'll post the highlights on our Facebook and our Twitter later on, in case you haven't seen them. They are, the goals that they've scored are worth looking at. I know from a Peterhead standpoint, maybe we didn't want to look at the highlights, but if you see three better goals last weekend, I'd like to see them. I don't think Montrose are going to score three better goals like at all for the rest of the season.
No.
Which is a bit, you think, well, you've lost the game, but you've lost the game to three brilliant goals. Okay, the first one's poor goalkeeping and poor defending as a combination, but the rest, we're not going to concede goals like that all season like that again.
No, not at all. Both of the strikes, there's one 25 yards, there's one 30 yards. Sometimes you take a step back and you think, that's a really good goal. It's unfortunate it's come against us, but then when you try and from a Peterhead point of view and Jim McAnally's point of view, they're going to be looking at it and start dissecting what we could have done different, what we got wrong. I do feel if you had maybe somebody sitting there, would that chances have come? Hindsight's a great thing. We spoke last week about the formation that we would go with. Looks like there was a slight change this week. I'm not sure that was a wise thing to do. He seems to change the tactics a wee bit. I'd have liked to have seen us go and attack him, but still keeping that, I say, solid base, but more of a rigid back four, having one player just screening the back line. Might have helped, but fantastic goals from Montrose's point of view.
So we touched on there that the change of formation, he seemed to go to a back three. There was one change. Jason Brown came in for Conroy. So when you looked at the team, you thought, well, is he going to play Jason Brown back at right back and put Stevenson wide right? But he seemed to go for a back three. Stevenson as a wing back and then Paddy Boyle as a wing back on the other side. It's difficult, and this is my opinion, it's difficult for teams in League 1 and League 2 in the bottom half, maybe, of the Championship to play a back three because they're not used to that kind of style. And again, it was not being disrespectful, but they're maybe not good enough to play in a back three. If you play in a back four, you're a bit more protected. I know it sounds obvious to say, but you've got an extra man.
Yeah.
But you play a back four, you've got better protection. Whereas you're playing a back three, you're much more exposed in the wide areas, especially on a counter-attack. And unless you've got ball-playing centre-half, shall we say, who is comfortable to play in a slightly wider position, it's very, very difficult. So to switch to a back three, a formation he doesn't play very often, and I don't think he's played at all, away from home, was a big gamble. And it didn't pay off, really, did it?
In my opinion, no. It backfired quite a bit. We spoke that we've going into the game. It was a must. Is it a must-win game so early in the season? Possibly, I think it was, because you now look at the table. We're sitting eighth. We're more looking behind us rather than, if you've gotten the win, looking up the table. You said he's gone at a back three, a lot of protection. When you look at the highlights package that is online, there's a couple of chances that Montrose have created and haven't scored. The boy Macbeth or McBeath, however you want to pronounce it, he's had a couple of good chances before they've even gotten their first and second goal. So there was chances created by Montrose. Had they scored four or five, you couldn't really argue against that. They have created quite a few good chances. Has that come because of our formation change, or did we just catch Montrose on a really good day? When they were probably looking last week going into the game against us, they probably felt it was a winnable game. And they've also been fired up for it. They've come straight out of the traps. And they've started the game really well, unfortunately for us.
Jim, after the game, he said it was two teams that couldn't defend. This is maybe slightly harsh on his players. You can see where he's coming from. But the goals that were conceded, and certainly the goals that Montrose conceded, apart from obviously Brown's deflected one, the half volley from Dunlop and the volley from Stevenson, they were really good strikes. So sometimes you just think, well, okay, we've been beaten by really good goals. If he is blaming the defence, and this is a worrying trend he's got now, because we conceded four against Montrose away from home, we conceded four against Raith Rovers away from home, and he's tried a back three, then how does he then counteract, how does he stop the goals from leaking then, from previously when we didn't seem to be conceding any? There seems to be a change.
Yeah, it's almost like a change of mentality. He's changed the formation almost in a way to try and get more goals. We're not scoring enough goals, in my opinion, but we've left ourselves short at the back. That was pretty obvious against Montrose. Maybe a daft comment. We've conceded four against bottom league away from home, but like you said, I don't think we're defending ones that bad. You will struggle to find three better goals this season, never mind this weekend. In my opinion, League One, this season, to find better goals will be hard pushed. Sometimes you just take your hat off and say there were really good goals. But I think our goals were good as well. Obviously, Brown's was a deflection, but I liked Stevenson's goals. It was very easy to blaze that over. I think there was three or four Montrose defenders sort of closing him down as he's just inside the box. Very easy to just lean back and blast it over the bar. He's kept a bit of composure. He's put it in the back of the net. We also had a chance with Lyle. Just wasn't quite tall enough to get stick a leg out. That was at 1-1. We're never ahead in the game. I feel if we had gone ahead at any point in the game, we would have had he might have changed our back four, been more solid. We don't know. But on the face of it's a tough result to take away to Montrose, although they have scored the good goals.
Yeah, McAllister obviously had a really good chance towards the end as well. On another day, he might be scoring that and coming away with a 4-4 draw. Having been 3-1 down at half time, you think, well, okay, we'll take a 4-4 draw. He's missed the chance within, it's a defeat. So would you have taken then that 4-4 if he had scored that and said, right, okay, that's it, at least we'll come away with a point?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, actually, because as you say, we're 3-1 down. No, I still think I'm going to go with what I said last week. I think it was an important game to try and win, because obviously you have said just a few minutes ago, we've now got this trend away from home, our shipping goals. It's now, I think, going to put added pressure on our home games, which when you think that with the Clyde result, the Dumbarton earlier on the season, were home forms, not great. Well, arguably, neither were away form either. But to me, it puts a little bit more pressure on your home games to try and get that win.
I think if you're going to try and stay up, two things you need to do is beat the teams or at least get a points away from home that are going to be round about you. So the Montroses and Sonars like that, and try and be as solid as you can at home, get as many points as you can at home. We've said before as well, maybe the games against Falkirk and Raith, for example, they're bonus. If you get anything out of them, that's a bonus. You're looking at the rest of the league. So if you're dropping points to Montrose, Dumbarton, Stranraer and people like that, maybe you're going to struggle a wee bit more. Maybe the initial target of the playoffs is starting to slip away a little bit. And that's why if you go away from home to somebody like Montrose, go there and right from the off, attack. Which is why I think this change in the formation was slightly negative. I mean, it says negative tactics, you still play two up top. But go there and do the basics and attack and get the early goal. Because if you get the early goal there, I think the floodgates could have easily opened up.
Yeah, I think I really don't know the answer to this one. I don't know whether Montrose have taken the lead in any of their games and not been able to hold on. That's something we can look at later on. But like you said, had we taken the lead, I feel that we would have had a basis to go in and build on. He's maybe tried to go in with the back three. He's maybe tried to force issue a wee bit too much rather than playing our way into the game. Away from Montrose, obviously, they'll be looking at it as a game that they can beat us. Try and work your way into the game. Say, well, right, okay, let's keep it compact 15 minutes and then try and work your way, build from there. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be, and it was a really poor result.
And of course, it's another game on a plastic pitch, and we've lost one of our main midfielders for our next game. Simon Ferry picked up an injury on Saturday. Doesn't play on plastic pitches very often, did against Raith Rovers. It was the first game in a couple of seasons. He's now played on the plastic pitch at Montrose, has come off injured. So, again, is that another gamble that maybe he should have just stuck to his normal and not playing plastic pitches and just stuck somebody else in the field, maybe Conroy Christet playing on instead?
Yeah, again, hindsight's a great thing. Maybe I'd like to keep Simon for Saturday's game. Obviously, Jack Leach is out as well, so we're missing a couple of crucial guys at a point where, you know, every game's at a big game, but even more so just now to try and get 3 points and a clean sheet would be nice as well.
And you want to go into the next international break as well on a win, on a high.
Yes.
Rather than having longer to think about a loss and maybe how you could have maybe gotten a draw or whatever. So, next week, a big week for the club. Obviously, they've got the home game coming up against Airdrie. And then on Monday, Jim McAnally celebrates 8 years at the club. So 8 years doesn't seem like a long time, but it's a very long time in football management.
Yeah, you'd be very surprised how many managers are less than a year at a club nowadays, even if they're newly appointed. Managers don't really seem to get time, so for Jim to be at the club 8 years is a great testament to him and the club.
And he's ahead of Derek McInnes, who's just a year or so, 2 years behind him. So obviously saying something about the North East teams and the owners, who seem to be a little bit more patient. But Jim's obviously won a couple of league titles. Just obviously last season was the last one. He's done a lot for the club. He seems to have raised the profile a little bit as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he has. We've seen in the last couple of windows he's been able to bring in players who've played lower Premiership or played in the Championship, so be able to bring them to the club. As we know, Peter, he's very far north compared to some of the teams in the Central Belt that players could play for. So I think he's selling the club and showing them that there's a vision for them as players, that, you know, we don't expect to have the best players, but what we will give you at Peterhead is a chance to go and develop by playing you, and then they can go on to bigger and better things, no disrespect to our own football club. But the players will see that and then can see that the avenues that they can take.
And he obviously took over at a time when Peter were really struggling, and then got the promotion. There was a relegation again. He did offer his resignation after they failed to get promoted straight after. I think the directors and Mr. Morrison managed to persuade him to stay, which was obviously the good thing to do, because then the following season we won the league.
Yes, I think it was the right decision. I would have been disappointed had he decided, obviously, to go. The board have seen that they want to keep him, and thankfully it was the right thing, because, as I said, we got promotion the following year.
So that's his anniversary coming up on Monday. Before that, there's a big home game against Airdrie. Now, this is the only home game that Peterhead have in October. So it's going to be a while before we're back at Balmoor after this game. So we want to see as many as at Balmoor on Saturday as we possibly can. So key thing is 3 points, I think, yeah?
Yes. However they come about, I think... Well, I also thought that the game against Montrose was a big game and one that we had to win. Even more so, going into the international break, it's important that we get 3 points against Airdrie, who will be difficult to break down. They're a bit of an inconsistent team when you look at their form, with 3 wins, 3 losses and 2 defeats. But when you delve deeper into their stats, they keep the ball very well and they create numerous chances. We've seen that the highlights of their game on Saturday, they do create quite a lot of chances that we'll need to be careful of.
They create a lot of chances, but much like Peterhead, they seem to be struggling to score goals. I think they've got 8-8 league games this season, which is obviously a goal a game. So basically, Peterhead only need to score 2 if that's the way things work out. So if we are going to win on Saturday, where's the goals going to come from? Because we do seem to be struggling for goals. Scott Brown's obviously the top goal scorer, 4 goals, which for a midfielder isn't too bad, but when your main strikers aren't scoring, it's a struggle.
Yeah, I think if your strikers aren't scoring, you also need your midfielders to chip in. Thankfully, they are doing that. Where the goals come from on Saturday, I'll take it off a defender's backside if that's how it comes about. It's all about getting 3 points. It depends what formation he goes with as well. If he's going to go back to the back four, is he going to go 2 up front? Is he going to go back to the 4-1-4-1? I think we'll get an idea of what McAnally's thinking going into that game as well, based on the team when it comes out around about 2 o'clock.
So we definitely know that Ferry's going to be out. It was interesting to note that Scott Hooper was back on the bench last Saturday, so there's a potential that he could come back into the starting lineup. I think the preferred formation for us both would be go to a back four again, go 4-4-2 at least, or at the very worst, go 4-1-4-1 again, yeah?
Me personally go 4-4-2. I think we look a bit more comfortable. You said we get more protection with the 4. Go the 2 up top. I think that suits us better as well, for the team, not us as fans. 4-4-2 for me would be my preferred formation.
You would think Conroy is going to come back in again for Ferry I think that's a no-brainer. And stick with the front two, Lyle and McAllister.
Yes, hopefully this will be the game that McAllister gets his...
He breaks his duck since he's yet to score, which is a concern, but for somebody who you seem to rely on for goals...
I think we know he's got the quality there. I think once he gets one, you would like to think two, three and four and so on would follow it just as getting that first goal. Is he maybe got to feel the pressure a wee bit? You know, we're now 8-9 games into the season. I'm sure he'll be wanting to get off the mark as well.
His game's not just all about goals, obviously. He does a lot of other things as well. He holds the ball up for really well and other things like that. I mean, if he doesn't get any goals but Lyle gets a hat-trick...
Delighted.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's when you start to pick up points or you start losing games and he's not scoring, that's when he starts to kind of feel the pressure a little bit. So we're expecting a tighter game, maybe, or are we expecting another goal fest?
I would suspect it would be a tighter game. Obviously, our predictions have been bang on the money this season. So now that we have said that, it could be a shedload of goals. But I think the first goal in the game will be crucial, regardless of who it goes to. Hopefully, it's for Peterhead, but the first goal will be so important.
They're obviously going to create chances. They're obviously comfortable in the ball. It's going to be one of those games that's either going to end up 0-0 or it's going to be another high-scoring game. Hopefully, so if it's a high-scoring game, we end up with the 3 points. Then dare we say the P-word and make a prediction? Because, as you said, we've been so good so far.
We can only get better.
We said that last week. We said that last week as well. We might sneak a 1-0, I think. Maybe 2-1. Hedge my bets.
I will go for... 2-1. I think that'll be the... I do think Erdu will score. So on that basis, I think we'll need 2-1. So 2-1 to Peterhead.
Okay, so we're both saying a win, so hopefully that comes into it. So as we say, we're going to post the highlights for the Montrose game on our Twitter, on our Facebook later on. Have a look at them and tell us if you see any better goals than those three from Montrose on Saturday. I don't think that you will. But they're really good goals. And with that, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to say thank you again to Martin, obviously, again, for joining us. And thank you guys as well for listening and always giving us your feedback and comments as well. And just keep up to date with what we're doing on our social media. So thanks again, and we'll see you all again next week. Cheers.